beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Hello and welcome to The Tellers. I'm Paola and my partners in this podcast are Miles, Edil, Viveka, and Marco. Today we're going to talk about nonfiction versus fiction. And our example is going to be Henry V, a historical fiction text by William Shakespeare.
This piece was written by William Shakespeare in 1613, and as a matter of fact, it was published 3 years before he died. This is considered one of Shakespeare's most well-known plays of all time.
Honestly, I think that fiction books give children a wide imagination, creativity, and happiness. Fiction books can be very beneficial to children because they can help shape their imagination and lives.
Nonfiction books can also teach beneficial and teach children useful information that they can use later on in their lives. Nonfiction has so many types of information about many things different in the world. These books mostly present information which can be overwhelming for some readers.
Less imagination in nonfiction books may not provide the same level of imaginative stimulation as fiction books, which can be a disadvantage for some readers.
However, there are also some disadvantages to nonfiction texts. Sometimes they can have an information overload that can overstimulate readers. But there's something missing, isn't there? The cons of fiction texts. One of the cons is that most fiction texts are pure fiction.
The particular reason for this is that if children believe what they are reading is true, it will cause false information to be provided to them.
Nonfiction books focus on real-life facts, although it can be complicated to understand, like history, science, and math.
Henry V was highly doubted by his people because he would drink and gamble. But the day he was insulted by the French Dauphin, he quickly demanded war on France in order to gain the land that was claimed by his father. King Henry did not surrender to France. Instead, he marched on forward with his men. On the other hand, the King of France, aka King Henry, went forward until they met in battle. Even though King Henry had less men than King Charles, after a hard fight, Henry won the battle. After that event, France demanded a peace treaty, and from that day on, he was honored in his country.
Did you know this text was based on a true story?
Uh-huh, that's right.
This is based on Henry V, a real king of England that was able to finish the War of Roses, a war that was about two houses of York, of the House of York and the House of Lancaster. Therefore, Shakespeare's version of Henry V is a historical fiction work.
In addition to that, he was born in January 18th, the year of 1457. He also founded the Tudor dynasty. He died on the fateful day of April 21st, 1509.
To sum up everything that has been stated so far, we are The Tellers, and we talk to you about the pros and cons of nonfiction and fiction texts.
To understand William Shakespeare's poems, plays, and books, you must also understand the difference between the nonfiction and fiction of his plays.
They both have their own individual qualities and inferiorities as well. We hope you found our podcast helpful, and
have a good day!